of Sydney, everyday me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
How does that happen? By having a relationship with Jesus so real that you know that he's more real than Georgia sitting here in front of you, or Rose getting up and talking. He's more real. He's more real than the chair that you sit on. And Paul says, not that I have now attained this ideal or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of and grasp and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own. We're his own. And he called us and he created us for a purpose, and the first purpose is relationship. He wanted to have a family. He loves you. Amen? I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do. It is my one aspiration. Listen, I'm excited about the time that we have. I mean, I apologize to y'all if you have hit that boredom stage or you have hit that stage where I really need to get out of the house. I haven't gotten there yet. So please bear with me if that's where you're at. But here's the thing. I personally have plenty of opportunity now. Well, I will, I believe, to have some extra time that I haven't had. And for me, one of my priorities is to get to spend more time with Jesus, not less. I'm not looking to fill that time up with other things to do. I'm looking to spend that more time getting greater revelation than I've had before. My one aspiration, and then forgetting those things that lie behind. It would behoove us to not sit there and think about everything that we don't get to do right now. Everything that, oh, well, you know, because listen, there are plenty of people who their vacations have gotten canceled, their cruises have gotten canceled, their international travel has got, a lot of things have happened, right? But see, if we don't focus on what we're lacking and we focus on what we gain, one, you'll have a better attitude through all of this. Which means that with that better attitude, you'll be able to be a better influence. You know, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you that matters. And so you can forget the things that lie behind and you can strain forward to what lies ahead. And a greater opportunity to have a deeper relationship with Jesus is available to every single one of us because we have more time. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Upward. Yeah. So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you as well. Only let us hold true to what we have already attained and walk and order our lives by that. Listen, we're starting from a place, right? We all inside this room have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And for those of you who haven't, then you're watching by another media outlet, then what we're going to do is we're going to provide you that opportunity. But let's use where we are today to move forward. Let's not just stay stagnant for a long period of time. Let's start pressing forward. Let's start growing in our intimacy. Let's start spending more time with Jesus, because he is the one true thing that is valuable. That relationship with him is the most important thing that we have. And in that relationship is where you'll start to learn how to flow in the resurrection power that's exerted over you. That's where we will learn what belongs to us, how to continue to advance in the kingdom, and how to share his love with others, especially in difficult times. Amen? Philippians 4:4. And again, we're in the Amplified. Philippians 4:4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." That's a great idea. Does it say sometimes? When you're in the mood. Do you know if you'll start rejoicing when you're not in the mood, you'll get in the mood? What is there to rejoice in the Lord about? Let's just be honest. Does anybody have any challenges going on right now? No, nobody? Just me? Okay, cool. So here's the thing, right? Everybody's got a challenge going on. Yours is different than mine. Mine's different than Rose's. Rose's is different than Shiloh's. We all have different challenges going on in life, right? But here's the one universal thing that is true among all of us. We have something we can rejoice in. We can rejoice in the joy of our salvation. We can rejoice in how good God has been to us. We can rejoice that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for us. We can rejoice that all of the promises of God are yes and amen through the glory of God. We can rejoice that God does not want us to be afraid. We can rejoice because he's given us a promise saying we don't have to be afraid. We can rejoice because he has made us more than conquerors. We can rejoice because he's given us the promise that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We can rejoice because greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. We can rejoice because our king is alive. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God, a living king who actually cares about everything that we're going through to the most minute detail, to the place where he knows how many hair are on your head. That's who we're talking about. So can we rejoice? Well, I don't feel like it. It doesn't matter about feelings. Here is where feelings don't matter. Feelings are great when they cooperate, right? We all like feelings. We like to feel happy. We like to feel whatever, right? There are certain feelings we enjoy. There are other feelings we could do without, right? But see, here's the thing. Is that if we're not moved by our feelings and we choose to rejoice in the Lord always, delight, gladden yourselves in him, it says, and again I say rejoice. We're being reminded. You remember what David said? He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Bless the Lord, O my soul. So here's the thing. So David understood, I'm going to tell my soul what to do. My soul's not telling me what to do. I'm going to bless the Lord whether I feel like it or not. Rejoice. Now, something that happens when we rejoice is that we start to put our focus on him. We start to understand that there are things for us to be grateful for. Rejoicing is going to flow out of gratitude, okay? And if you will rejoice, it is a form of praise. Now, what happens when we praise God? The devil can't hang out in the praise that's directed towards God. He wants your praise. He wants you talking about him because he's filled with pride. Right? And so he's the one who said he was going to exalt himself above God, his throne above God's throne. And that didn't go so well for him. So he tries to get you to do it. Try to exalt him above God's throne. Well, you don't know how many problems I have. That's why it's hard for me to rejoice. Based on what I just said, do you see where the problem with that is? right? So we put ourselves in remembrance of all of his benefits. What are some of the benefits of God in Christ Jesus? What are some of the benefits? Okay, the fruit of the Spirit, joy, love, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness. Anyway, there's how many of them? It's not bananas. Ollie was teaching the fruit of the Spirit in children's church, and so Ollie says to one of the kids, "What? Tell me one of the fruits of the Spirit." And they said bananas. And I think you said that one's patience, gentleness. It's supposed to be gentleness. So anyway, so that's fun. Come here. Come here. Here, tell me one more time.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Woohoo!
Thank you, Gabe. So we have the fruit of the Spirit, and those are good fruit, right? And we have those. Those are not some. Now we do have to nurture them, right, in order to yield to them. But we have the fruit of the Spirit. What else do we have? Eternal life. Okay. We have assurance of life. The scripture says that your life will not hang in doubt before you. Right? What else do we have?
Power.
We have power. We have resurrection power. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Right? So there's things for us to start stirring ourselves up on and rejoicing in. And the more that you get started, the more it's going to start to stir up, because you have enough word on the inside of you in this moment to be able to stir yourself up and begin rejoicing. Now, will it excite you? It will. We're not looking for goosebumps, though they may come. What we're looking to do is to make ourselves more aware of our spirit than we are of the circumstances that are going on, because we're not going to win our war in the flesh.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured.
If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Our spring prayer and share is alive and well. Call 888-221.